This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gordon West is with us. Class, Gordon West is an institution in ham radio. He is to ham radio what USA Prepares brain surgeon Dr. Norm Shuley is to medicine. I kid you not. Let's see, we've got Greg in Utah and then Herman in Nevada. Greg, welcome.
Well, thank you, Gordon West. What a treat it is to talk to the legend of ham radio. I've been a fan ever since the 80s when I went to Radio Shack and found your books on ham radio and got my license. And I have loved 10 meters. I've talked to anywhere, you know, Pitcairn Island, Australia, New Zealand, all over the globe. I just love it. I just want to say what an honor it is to talk with you.
Well, thank you, Greg. And yes, the 10-meter band is going to get more and more exciting as we begin to climb solar cycle 25 that is right here on us. And just delighted you're having a good time on ham radio, handling emergencies. And we encourage you, Greg, as well as others on our show today, to go to haminstructor.com, haminstructor.com. This is a free site, Greg, that allows you to download PowerPoint for free for teaching, allows you to download home study for teaching, and it is a site that takes care of ham radio instructors like me teaching classes at no charge. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm totally thrilled. You know, the first unit I got was a Henry Tempo 1 that somebody had modified for CB. And when I got this unit given to me, I immediately shipped it off to a technician to bring it back to its original condition. And I love that light up radio with all those tubes and everything. I've got a ICOM 745 now, but I can't give up that old radio. I just love it. It's just been so fun to, you know, light up the room at night and, you know, in the evening when the propagation has kicked into Australia or wherever. I've just loved it. And if anyone wants to see the difference between ham radio, when there's propagation, get on CB radio and listen to the, I don't know what you would call it, garbage out there, and then flip over to ham radio and listen to the intelligence and quality and amazing people on ham radio. There is such a difference. It's just amazing. Back to you.
Oh, thank you, Greg, and just very best 73, and I sure hope to meet you on the 10-meter band soon.
Copy Gordon, that.
Gordon, I just for your information, Greg Lesher is a USA Prepares instructor, and he is an inventor, he's a prototyper, and he's been throughout the world, and he builds water distillation systems for those who have no water. So Greg is the kind of a guy who invents, he shares his inventions, he teaches people, and he is
wonderful.
In the life-saving business.
Wonderful.
My website's realwaterindependence.com if you want to check that out. I actually cracked the solar still so that now it's scalable and it can produce as much as you want it to.
Wow. Well, thanks so much. I did some time at Christmas Island, south of Hawaii, and water purity was always a problem. So I've written down your site. Thanks, Greg. I'll check it out.
All right, and I will definitely go to the instructor site. And what was it, that site again? I'm going to write it down.
Sure. It's called Ham Instructor, all one word, .com.
www.ham,
and you get
Ham Instructor.
All of the materials on there are free, and the actual Gordo book coming from W5YI is at a discount for those that indicate they're going to be teaching others about ham radio or learning themselves.
We need to keep it going. We definitely do.
Okay,
thank you very
well,
much.
Good
what
water
a privilege.
To you. 73, Greg. Thanks for all you do for the world.
All right,
you
Greg,
too.
Thank you. Greg, I'll see
thank
you on
you.
Friday. Yeah.
Sounds good.
That was Greg Lesher, and he was the radio station manager of KYAH in Utah, and he found us. He literally picked us up off the satellite, meaning USA Prepares,
wow.
And rebroadcasted our class on AM 1340 in Utah. We've got Herman in Nevada. Welcome, Herman.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to hear Gordon West. One of my greatest highlights of my life is becoming friends with Luke Cassidy. And he and I are in touch pretty often. I have an interesting question, I think. Back pre-cell phone, I grew up in Malibu. One of my friends growing up was named Dennis Dragon. Vincent, you might have heard of his father, Carmen Dragon. He was a big band leader and composer. His brothers, Daryl and Doug Dragon, Captain and Tennille. But he was a radio enthusiast, and he would build radios that had a scrambler, or what I guess we would call today an encryption device, and he would transmit through repeaters. Now, I know ham is supposed to be out there for people to listen, for emergencies, mutual aid, and all that, but in the event things got very dicey, is there a way that scrambling or encryption could be utilized for privacy?
Okay. That is a good question and a pleasure of meeting you. The FCC rules indicate that amateur radio operators may investigate all sorts of different modes as long as it's publicly somewhere in where the folks can read about this new mode. And we're talking mainly about digital modes. And digital modes are one way that hams are able to, via WinLink, exchange messages to another ham about the shelter personnel that need so many supplies. They do that digitally, which if people do not have that particular WinLink mode, they won't know what's going on. But unfortunately, the rules are clear that to intentionally scramble a ham radio signal to another ham is beyond the rules and would be a violation. So no intentional scrambling allowed or encryption of a signal. However, digital modes will only be received by those in the know on how to decode them, and they are perfectly legal, the digital modes.
Well, thank you very much for that. I'm going to investigate it. I'm in. Vincent, it would be, for people that are technical but new to this, it would be great on 5-Minute University to have maybe three levels. The beginner level, I've already got the Baofin UV5Rs, a huge compliment, and I want to get now the base station. And I want to get two of them, and I want to have some high-powered antennas. But if Vincent could put in a beginner or a mid-range and then the high-end on 5-Minute University, like he doesn't have enough to do already, that would be great. Thank you. I'm going to go back to listening on the air. Have a great day, gentlemen.
Okay, 73.
Thank you, Herman. Gordon, what Herman was talking about is I've been teaching from my unfinished, unorganized, unavailable, unpublished book called 5 Minute University. And it has thousands of lessons on many subjects. And it's a university, because I call it a university, and it's fully accredited by me. And it has lessons that you can learn in 5 minutes or less.
Wow.
Like how to properly change your oil. The rest of this class, I'm going to be teaching lessons from 5 Minute University. Like, what if you can't get enough torque on a wrench to loosen a nut? You know, what can you do? I mean, simple things like that.
Great.
Even recipes on, I'm 70 years old, and these are things that I have learned over the years, and I've been writing them down, and I have a stack of spiral notebooks that have all of these points. There's a couple hundred lessons in use of the family car, believe it or not. So it's many subjects, how to buy a house, what to look for. And that's what he was talking about when Herman was talking about adding this to 5 Minute University. Lessons that people could get started in the learning process of specific subjects. So what Gordon is saying is basics, intermediate, and more advanced. But it's going to be tough to learn enough about ham radio in 5 minutes or less for each lesson. But we can have, you know, let's say 100 lessons within the ham radio topics.
Gordon,
so that's what he meant. So, Gordon, if a person says, you know what, okay, I'm in, I'm interested, I am interested right now in taking the first step in getting the technician license. You mentioned the websites that will get us started. We know that we can contact or go to your website, GordonWestRadioSchool.com. We can find your book. And how long, if a person starts right now today and says, I am really serious about this, I'm not going to dilly-dally, I'm going to jump on it, how long would it take a person with average knowledge to learn what is necessary to study and then say, okay, I'm ready to take the test? How long would that take?
Well, you did it in a day, but normally for going through the book, and I don't sell the books myself on my website. The GordonWestRadioSchool.com has a spot where it gets you over to W5YI, who does our publishing of the books. The book is about a 2 to 3 week read, and in the book I give you all sorts of websites as well as YouTube for Josh Ness to take you through some of the great ham radio excitement. So about a 3 week period to read the book, and again, a phone number to call to take the test remotely right on your farm, right on your tractor, or wherever you want to test. They will accommodate you.
Okay, that's wonderful. So, class, 2 to 3 weeks, and but this is serious. I mean, you're going to have to pay attention. This is not trivial. But, some people can just buy a radio and illegally, or they can violate the rules and just start transmitting. But you know what? That person will not know how this works. And I don't recommend that. I think the way to do it is the way I did it, which is get the license. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gordon, Les only has a couple more minutes before he has to go. And Gordon, are there any quick points that you'd like to make?
We commonly get the question, what about the Morse code test? We encourage learning the Morse code once you get licensed, but there is no longer any examination test for testing the Morse code to get a license. So code is still very active in ham radio, but it's not a requirement that you have to take a code test.
And correct me if I'm wrong, please, but Morse code is the way to get the farthest with the least power. Is that correct?
It certainly was until some of the digital modes that Vincent, some of these digital modes called WSJT-X, the digital modes, FT8, you can't even hear it with your ear, yet your computer can decode it. So
okay.
It's amazing that Morse code, still popular, that's like an art. But now many hams are going to their computer and letting the computer do all the work. Not quite the same thing. I like Morse code because it's portable in an emergency.
And, class, I've got the book in my hands, Gordon's Gordon West Technician Class book. And on page 150, there is a photograph of a multimeter, a digital multimeter, to give you the starting point to learn how to use it to test a capacitor, for example. There is, on page 151, Gordon was talking about a dipole antenna, and there's a picture of it. It's a drawing, I guess I should say, of how to make one out of just a piece of, two pieces of wire and a piece of coax. It's as simple as that. And, of course, you'd want to have some insulators on each end. But it's in the book. And the reason I think it's so important to study for the examination is because you'll learn more about the technology. You'll understand how it works. And in an emergency, you're going to need to know that. Because if something goes wrong and you have to repair your antenna, you'll understand how it works, why it's a certain length. And one of the things that you might wonder is, if you look at cars along the highways and byways and parking lots, and they have antennas that stick straight up on the right corner of the car, the right fender, why are they all the same length? It's on purpose. It's on purpose because that's the length that works the best for, in overall terms, for the middle of the dial FM. Isn't that correct, Gordon?
That's absolutely correct. So learning ham radio, you're going to learn so much more about radio signals and how they get from here to there and in an emergency here to there without anything in between but the atmosphere and the ionosphere.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other points that you would like to make in the remaining few? Actually, you're over time right now.
I still have 3 minutes to go before my radio net. We would just like to thank you all for being prepared. This is so critical. With all of the hostilities going on throughout the world, we need to be ready. So as an amateur radio operator, you'll find that every day on many of the radio nets, the ham operators are going to be talking about being prepared. Even when Hurricane Ian came in, a 10-second break here, listen to this ham on 10 meters with a technician class license right at the height of the hurricane.
Roger, we had about 3 inches of rain.
No electricity, no problem for hams. They stay on the air. So, Vincent, thank you so much, and all of you out there preparing for whatever's going to happen. Wireless radio is the answer for staying constantly in touch with your fellow instructors. So, best 73, Vincent, to you and the farm.
Gordon West, best 73 to you as well. Thank you so much for being with us here today. And class, here's something to think about. When these disasters happen, Gwynedd is being inundated with flooding. Australia is being flooded in certain portions of Australia. And homes have been flooded. People have no place to go. But with ham radio, even the handhelds, if you set up your net first, you'll know who can help you. You can ask for help and provide help.
You need to get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Associate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday temporarily blocked a grand jury in Georgia from subpoenaing Senator Lindsey Graham over a phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger after the 2020 election. An armed teenager broke into a St. Louis high school Monday morning, fatally shooting a teacher and a teenage girl and wounding seven others before being killed in a shootout with police. Speaking at a news conference Monday afternoon, Police Chief Michael Sack.
You know, one of the challenges that law enforcement and employers and others face is individuals who suffer from mental illness.
An Amazon delivery driver was found dead last night in a yard after a suspected mauling by two dogs. The incident took place at Wood Heights area of Excelsior Springs, Missouri. That's northeast of Kansas City. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, that was a real treat. Gordon West was with us. And you may want to replay that class so that you can get all the information that Gordon presented so that you can start with your technician class. And that's what I did. I got the book, Gordon West Technician's Class book, and it's truly extraordinary. And, you know, I don't say most books are extraordinary, but this one is. It truly is. So I wanted to mention, I was working on an EasyGo golf cart made in 1998. And there's several reasons why I'm teaching this lesson here at USA Prepares today. It's a 5-minute university lesson. So after all these years, almost 25 years, right? It's 24 years old. this golf cart. We bought it used, and we don't have a golf course. We don't take it to the golf course. We've just been using it on our farm, and my dad was involved in a very serious head-on collision. A guy fell asleep at the wheel, crashed into him at 55 miles an hour each. It was horrific. And I needed to be able to go from our farmhouse to my dad's farmhouse, my mom and dad's farmhouse in Virginia, quickly. And the fastest way I could get there would be with a golf cart. And so we bought this used golf cart, and it has a two-cylinder engine, Robin, R-O-B-I-N. It looks like it's spelled Robin, but Robin. And it's an extraordinarily good engine. And literally, this golf cart, you turn the key to on, you step on the gas pedal, and it starts and goes. You take your foot off the gas pedal, and it has a brake, and that'll slow you down if you want. And so it has a battery to start the engine. It has a gas tank. It is a gasoline-powered golf cart. But they also make a version of the same golf cart. It looks the same, and it has lead-acid batteries in it. Now, the only thing that we've had to do in these 24 years of owning this golf cart is we had to put an air cleaner on it, of course, change the oil a few times, and clean out the oil screen. It has an oil filter, but it's a screen. You just take it out with three bolts and brush it off with a solvent and put it back in. So it has a replaceable oil filter. It holds about a quart and three quarters of oil. It has about a 7-gallon gas tank and a paper air cleaner. So I've replaced the air cleaner. I blow it out often to keep it clean, so I haven't had to replace it for over 10 years. And so we put four tires on it, and we put two batteries in it, two automotive lead-acid batteries. And they're about $65 or $70 each. So they lasted us about roughly 10 years apiece. I was looking at rebuilding the starter because it needs it now. And for about $25, I can replace the brushes in the starter. That's not too expensive, right? Well, I accidentally bumped into a website that took me to batteries. I was looking for a starter or starter parts, and I found this website, and they take you to the wrong place, right? Well, I couldn't get over what it cost to replace the battery bank for an electric golf cart. Now, we're talking about simple lead-acid batteries, not lithium-ion, just simple lead-acid batteries. Between $1,500, actually over $1,500, to $2,200 to replace the batteries. Now, I'm looking at, after 24 years, I'm looking at roughly a $24, $25 parts to rebuild the starter, an air cleaner, and fuel that we put in it, right? And two automotive batteries to start it. The tires you'd have to replace anyway, whether it be electric or gas-powered golf cart, right? What I'm saying is electric-powered vehicles are really, really, really expensive when you go to repair them, meaning you take out the old batteries and you put in the new ones. So it seems to me that it makes no sense to have an electric golf cart as compared to a gasoline-powered golf cart. Okay, so I just wanted to share the economics. We haven't had to spend the $2,000 roughly to rebuild the golf cart. We're talking $24 to rebuild the starter. Okay, so you could say, well, yeah, but we had to put gasoline in it. Okay, but if you had an electric golf cart, you have to charge the battery bank, right? So there are costs associated with charging an electric vehicle. It's not free to charge an electric vehicle, whether it be an on-road vehicle or a golf cart, or whatever it might be. Okay, so here's another thing that I wanted to mention. Gasket paper. So we have a compressor, an old compressor, built in around 1981. And this compressor had a gasket leak. Head gasket leak. And so you'd fill up the compressor, shut it off, and it would slowly leak down. And so I took, how do you find a head gasket leak on an air compressor? That's kind of easy. What you do is you take a solution of soap water, like Dawn, and water, and you put it in a spray bottle, like a Windex-type spray bottle, and you spray it where you think the leak might be. And if you see bubbles, that's where the leak is. So that's what I did. I took maybe a teaspoon of Dawn and, let's say, a cup of water, put it in a spray bottle, sprayed it on the head of the compressor, and I saw a head gasket leak. But I didn't have a head gasket. But I did have a roll of gasket paper. So it's a rubberized paper. It's 1/32nd of an inch thick. It's good quality. It's not like using cardboard. Cardboard won't work, but gasket paper will work in some circumstances. So how do you make a gasket? Well, you take the part off. Let's say it's a head of a compressor, and what you do is you cut out a rough size of what the gasket is. So I laid the head on a piece of gasket paper and traced it with a pencil. That gave me a rough size, and I cut that with a pair of scissors. So now I had roughly 4 inches by 6-inch piece of gasket paper. But how do I get the holes in the right spot where the bolts are? Well, that's kind of easy. You press the head gasket paper down with the head gasket. You press the head onto the head gasket paper. Then you take a sharp pencil and you trace around the outside of the head. And then you take the point and you mark where the bolts go through very carefully. And you make sure you don't move that head on the gasket paper. Then you've got the outline of the head gasket, the outer dimensions, and you've got where the holes are. And what you can do, if you want, is you can turn the head upside down, put the gasket paper lined up where the holes have been marked with the pencil and the outline of the head, and you can tap it with the ball end of a ball peen hammer. And literally what that will do is it will, if you hold the paper, gasket paper steady, and don't move it, it will let you cut the gasket with the ball of the ball peen hammer. Tap, 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 tap. Very slowly around the perimeter of the head. Or whatever the gasket you're trying to make is. Literally, the sharp edges of the head will cut the gasket paper as you tap with the ball side of the ball peen hammer. You can even cut the holes out with the ball of the ball peen hammer. Now, I know you're not going to run out and do this right now, but this is something to think about, put in the back of your mind for later when you have a situation like this. So what kind of gaskets can you make? Well, water pump gaskets. So how often do you get a water pump and the gasket is damaged in the box? Because the guys and gals who put the water pumps in the box say, I'll just throw the gasket in there. And so from the factory, the gasket's probably okay, but by the time it gets to the store, it's shredded or cut, and it won't work anymore. So you can make your own gaskets for fuel pumps, water pumps, valve covers, all kinds of accessories on equipment. So that's what I did, and I use a gasket cement that is it's kind of like tar. It's aviation gasket adhesive. And I use that. It's made by Permatex. It's truly outstanding. Now, it's really hard to get off the next time, but it works really well if you do it right the first time. So that's what I use. I made this head gasket, and it worked perfectly. So I wanted to share that. And yesterday, we had an interesting situation. We're working on the steering box of a pickup truck. And we got 3 wrenches. Now, the size was roughly 32 millimeters. So roughly 1 3/8 in U.S. terms. So we had this big, long wrench. Wrench was probably 18 inches long, 16 inches long. And as hard as we could pull, we couldn't get the nut loose on the steering box. So what do you do in a situation like that? Well, if you use a combination wrench, that means a combination wrench is one end of the wrench is a box end, closed end. The other is open end. Open means you can, it's kind of like a U-shape, right? Well, when you're working with something that's really tight, you should never use the open end side. Always use the box end side, if you can. So we tapped it with a 3-pound hammer, tapped the wrench with a 3-pound hammer. Enough not to break the steering box. And, you know, gentle enough not to break the steering box and not to break the wrench. It still didn't work. And of course, we used lubricants and PB Blaster and, you know, those kinds of things. It didn't work. So what do you do? Well, we had three wrenches. One was too small, one was the right size, and one was too big. So we put the box end of the wrench on this big nut. That left the open end of the wrench open. That's what you would push against. We took the next larger size wrench and used the box end of the next larger size wrench, and we mated it with the open end side of the first wrench we put on. So now we have a wrench being used as leverage on another wrench. So now we have roughly 24 inches of lever instead of 16 or 18 inches. So I hope I can, explain this so that you can kind of visualize in your mind that you put two wrenches together end to end. The open end of the first wrench, which is on the nut, is mated with the box end of the second wrench. Now, when you do this, the wrenches can slide and slip and you cut your hands, and it's really dangerous. So what you should do is wear eye protection, and you should wear work gloves, like leather gloves, in case you slip. Try not to slip, because you really can hurt yourself. So did it work? Absolutely. It worked. So that is one of the lessons in 5-Minute University. Another lesson is how to make a gasket with pictures. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I just want to tell you that if you're making gaskets out of gasket paper, you can use one of those paper hole punches. You know, the kind that you squeeze with your hands, like a roughly the size of a pair of scissors, but it'll punch a hole in a piece of paper. And I'm talking about the kind that doesn't punch three holes. It only punches one hole at a time. And that's what I use to make the perfect holes. And, you know, I was able to bang out the gasket in about 15 minutes. The whole job probably took me half an hour, 45 minutes, and I was back in business. Now, the compressor that I have is 1981 vintage, so it's old. So getting parts for it is pretty darn tough. You can get them on eBay, but I didn't want to wait the week. I wanted to fix that problem right away, and I did. I want to talk about some tractor implements. So let's say you're going to be doing some homesteading and you decide that you're going to get a tractor for your homestead or your farm, and you zero in on something around a 40 horsepower size tractor. That is probably a good value in the small to medium sized tractor. 40 horsepower. The weight of an older tractor would be roughly 4,000 pounds. That's how much this thing would weigh. And you can put implements on the back of a tractor. There's a three-point hitch on the back of tractors. And what that does is it has these arms that lift up. And then there's a center point that is fixed with a pin. And you can put a center link between the implement and the back of the tractor. So that center link will let you adjust the tilt of whatever it is that you have attached to the back of your tractor. Well, there's a really neat, very simple, very inexpensive implement that's called a carry all, C-A-R-R-Y space A-L-L. Roughly $230 in current prices. We have one that looks like the one that is sold today called King Cutter, K-I-N-G space K-U-T-T-E-R. That's the brand name, King Cutter. So for $230, you can put this on the back of your tractor. And if you're going to pick up a, let's say, a pallet, you can kind of wiggle that in there and, you know, back into the pallet and lift something up to 1,000 pounds. Kind of handy to have. So the implement, the carry-all implement, is relatively light, you know, less than 100 pounds. And, you know, one or two people could put that on the tractor. And with linchpins, it's a quick attachment type device, and it works great. So we've been using one of those for as long as we've been farming. They last a long, long time, and they're simple. So that's called a carry-all. There's another implement that we use pretty often, and it's called a trailer mover. Now, this thing is a three-point implement, and it attaches very much the same way as the carry-all. And it has a 2 5/16-inch ball typically welded to the top of it. So if you have a gooseneck trailer, the ball is already welded on there, and you can move a gooseneck trailer with your 40-horsepower tractor. Now, the reason that that makes sense is if you have to go in reverse, going reverse with a gooseneck trailer is really hard on the transmission, really hard. But it's not so hard on a tractor's transmission. I'm talking about using a pickup truck versus a tractor. And the tractor has a much tighter turning radius, so it's way more maneuverable and way easier to hook up to a three-point trailer mover to move a trailer, like a gooseneck. We have a 26-foot gooseneck trailer. It's a bear to move that thing around, but not with the tractor and the trailer mover implement. Also, there is a spot where you can put your ball mount for your trailer hitch. So you have the ball mount, the trailer ball, and you can take that off your truck and put it on this trailer mover implement. So you can have a 1 7/8-inch ball, you can have a 2-inch ball, and you can move your trailers around your property with this 3-point hitch trailer mover. And we use it to move the all kinds of things. We have a water buffalo, and a water buffalo is ours is a 300-gallon military surplus water tank, stainless steel tank, and it's heavy. That thing, when you fill it up with 300 gallons of water, total weight is probably close to 3,500 pounds. It's a bear to move it when it's full of water, but not with the trailer mover. So what do they cost? Well, about $280. I'm not trying to spend your money. What I am trying to do is make you aware of some of these real simple implements that are great utility tools for your homestead or your farm. Because I think some of you are getting out of Dodge, and I think that's wonderful. Class, I think we're about done with class today. I want to tell you, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Gwyneth will be with us tomorrow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.